Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a famous writer in your country. When preparing for the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to practice a variety of topics. One topic that often comes up is describing a famous person from your country, such as a renowned writer. This article will guide you through answering questions about a famous writer, providing sample answers and key vocabulary to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. The task of describing a famous writer from your country is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss cultural figures, literature, and personal opinions. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to continue being a popular choice for examiners. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about reading and writing. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Do you enjoy reading? Band 6 to 7 answer. Yes, I do enjoy reading. I try to read a book or two every month, usually fiction novels or self-help books. Band 8 to 9 answer. Absolutely, I'm an avid reader. I find immense pleasure in delving into various genres, from thought-provoking nonfiction to captivating novels. Reading not only broadens my horizons, but also serves as a form of escapism from the daily grind. Who is your favorite writer? Band 6 to 7 answer. My favorite writer is Nguyen Nhat An. He's very popular in Vietnam, especially among young readers. Band 8 to 9 answer. I have a particular fondness for Nguyen Nhat An, a prolific Vietnamese author who has captivated readers across generations. His whimsical storytelling and keen insight into human nature have earned him a special place in Vietnamese literature. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a famous writer. Describe a famous writer from your country. You should say who this person is, what kind of books they write, why they are famous, and explain why you like or dislike this writer. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about Nguyen Nhat An, a renowned Vietnamese author who has made a significant impact on contemporary Vietnamese literature. Nguyen Nhat An is best known for his children's literature and young adult fiction. His works often revolve around themes of childhood, adolescence, and the complexities of human relationships. Some of his most celebrated novels include Toi Thay Hoa Vang Tren Co Seng, I See Yellow Flowers on the Green Grass, and Kin Van Hoa, Kaleidoscope. His fame stems from his unique ability to capture the essence of Vietnamese youth culture and convey profound messages through seemingly simple stories. Nguyen Nhat An's writing style is characterized by its lighthearted humor, vivid imagery, and relatable characters, which have resonated with readers of all ages. Personally, I greatly admire Nguyen Nhat An's work. His books have a magical quality that transports me back to my childhood, evoking nostalgic memories and emotions. Moreover, I appreciate how he tackles complex social issues in a subtle yet impactful manner, encouraging readers to reflect on their own lives and relationships. What I find most compelling about his writing is its universal appeal. Despite being deeply rooted in Vietnamese culture, his stories touch on universal themes that can be appreciated by readers from diverse backgrounds. This cross-cultural resonance has contributed to his growing international recognition. In conclusion, Nguyen Nhat An's contribution to Vietnamese literature is immeasurable. His ability to bridge generational gaps and promote cultural understanding through his writing makes him not just a famous writer, but a true literary icon in Vietnam. Follow-up questions. How has this writer influenced Vietnamese literature? Band 8-9 answer. Nguyen Nhat An has revolutionized Vietnamese children's and young adult literature by introducing a fresh, contemporary voice. His works have encouraged a new generation of readers and inspired many aspiring writers. Moreover, his success has paved the way for Vietnamese literature to gain recognition on the international stage. Do you think writers have a responsibility to address social issues in their work? Band 8-9, answer. While I believe writers should have the freedom to choose their subjects, I think there's an inherent power in literature to shed light on societal issues. Writers like Nguyen Nhat An demonstrate how social commentary can be woven seamlessly into entertaining narratives, raising awareness without being overtly didactic. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner. How do you think technology has affected the way people read and write? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has changed reading and writing a lot. People now read ebooks and write on computers. It's easier to access books and share writing online. Band 8-9, answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed the landscape of reading and writing. On one hand, it has democratized access to literature through ebooks and online platforms, allowing readers to carry entire libraries in their pockets. This accessibility has fostered a culture of constant reading and learning. For writers, technology has opened up new avenues for creativity and distribution. Self-publishing platforms have empowered authors to reach audiences directly, bypassing traditional gatekeepers. However, this has also led to an oversaturation of content, making it challenging for quality work to stand out. Moreover, the rise of social media and short-form content has influenced writing styles, with many authors adapting to more concise, attention-grabbing formats. While this can enhance engagement, there's a concern that it might be eroding attention spans and the appreciation for longer, more complex works. Do you think the role of writers in society has changed over time? Band 8-9. Answer. The role of writers in society has indeed evolved significantly over time. Historically, writers were often seen as social commentators and moral compasses, using their platforms to critique societal norms and advocate for change. This aspect of their role persists to this day, with many authors tackling pressing issues like climate change, social inequality, and political polarization in their works. However, the proliferation of media channels and the democratization of content creation have altered the writer's position in the public sphere. While some writers still hold considerable influence, they now compete for attention with a multitude of voices across various platforms. Additionally, the line between writer and public figure has become increasingly blurred. Many contemporary authors are expected to engage directly with their audience through social media and public appearances, extending their role beyond mere content creation. Despite these changes, I believe the core function of writers as storytellers and thought provokers remains intact. Their ability to articulate complex ideas, evoke emotions, and foster empathy through their work continues to play a crucial role in shaping cultural narratives and promoting critical thinking in society. Key vocabulary and phrases. To enhance your speaking performance, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Prolific, add, producing many works. Example, Stephen King is known for being a prolific author, publishing numerous bestsellers. Resonate, to evoke a feeling of shared emotion or belief. Example, his stories resonate with readers from all walks of life. Whimsical, whimsical, playfully quaint or fanciful. Example, the author's whimsical writing style appeals to both children and adults. Compelling, compelling, evoking interest, attention, or admiration in a powerfully irresistible way. Example, her compelling narratives keep readers engaged until the very last page. Pave the way, idiom, to make progress or development easier. Example, his groundbreaking novel paved the way for a new genre in literature. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high band score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing famous writers or any topic. Expand on your answers. Provide detailed responses with examples and personal opinions. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases relevant to the topic. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. Show critical thinking. Analyze the topic from different perspectives, especially in part 3. Use appropriate pronunciation and intonation. Clear pronunciation and natural intonation contribute to a higher score. Remember, consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to immerse yourself in English language content, including literature, to broaden your vocabulary and cultural knowledge. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a place where you feel inspired or how to describe a person who is very talented in a particular field. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary that may be useful when discussing famous writers or other influential figures. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, Make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.